This is Wade Matthews, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. FBI reports that attacks against American Muslims rose in 2015, leading to an overall increase in hate crimes against all groups. Cuba has become a medical tourist destination because of its robust biotechnology vaccine called Sinovac, which is part of a new chapter of cancer treatment, which prompts the body's immune system to attack the disease. Americans spend more than $30 billion on dietary supplements, vitamins, minerals, and herbal products, many of which are unnecessary or of doubtful benefits, according to doctors and studies. The average, though, expenditure of $100 a year per U.S. resident. Modern slavery is a $150 billion industry. 89% of companies don't have a fully vetted supply chain and are therefore helping maintain slavery. RealtyTrack, a property data service company, estimates that on average 20,000 homes a year have been sold nationally through contracts for deed since 2009, and the pace has been quickening. In Afghanistan in 2003 and 2004, the International Criminal Court is considering an investigation on whether U.S. soldiers and CIA interrogation techniques use torture, cruel treatment, outrages against personal dignity, and rape for 61 different detainees who report such practices. Federal law prohibits anyone who uses illegal drugs from buying a firearm, which is raising issues for people in states that have made marijuana legal for medicinal and recreational purposes. Google says it will ban fake news websites from using its ad-selling software. Google was pulled into the fake news controversy and web debate when a blog post on 70news.wordpress.com highlighted incorrect election results and appeared to lead top Google searches. A 240-foot sinkhole opened under a gypsum stack at a Mosaic phosphate fertilizer plant, contaminating water in the aquifer that provides drinking water in North Florida and southern Georgia. Food Chain Workers Alliance reports that the 21.5 million workers in the food system make up the largest employment sector in the U.S., and over one out of every seven workers in the U.S. are working along the food chain. The annual median wage for food chain workers is $16,000, and the hourly median wage is $10, well below the median wages across all industries of $36,468 and $17.53 per hour. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.